I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplify.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
This is Annika Jackson, and I am here with an Irishman in the UK who is joining me late at night, Bill Walsh of The Objection Box. Thank you so much for giving your evening up for me.
No problem. I appreciate it, Annika. So thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your journey. You've had several roles in sales, marketing before you'd ventured out on your own. And what was interesting or intriguing to you about sales? Was it just you needed to make money and you wanted a job? Was it something you'd always loved?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I kind of stumbled into sales at this kind of level due to that great big word that we used to have rule our world, and it was a big C. It was COVID, and I was a personal trainer here in London, spent 4.5 years military in Ireland, and I came to London then to chase the fitness stream, as they say, and that got crushed with COVID. And it was just one thing led to another, and I just kind of fell into sales, and the rest is history, as they say. It was more right place, right time, right people, and right opportunity, you know. So it was very, very fortunate.
Amazing. So what did that journey look like? Did you have somebody who said, hey, you should try this because you're really good at speaking to people and engaging?
Yeah, I used to work with a good friend of mine. His name is David Kingsbury. So he does a lot of the film, personal training, Hugh Jackman, and you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, and all that kind of people. He gets drafted in to train them for the film. So we've always kind of stayed connected. And then he had two, three gyms here in London. And then that big C word happened, and then everything just got shut down. So we had to pivot very, very quickly, and we pivoted online. And what ended up happening was, in the height of the coronavirus, we were selling push-ups, sit-ups, and jumping jacks. That's what we sold. And it kind of, once that was to be sold, I think we sold in the first week or two, like 36 packages. And then the penny kind of dropped for me and Nico when I started making more money selling fitness than I was doing fitness. It was in my boxers, sitting in a bedroom, beside my bedroom. Like, yeah, there's something not right here. I've kind of hit something here without hitting it. But there's something I think I want to. It wasn't a love story or it wasn't anything. It was just, I had a baby due in 6 weeks and we needed to make money. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the greatest motivators there is when life happens, right? But I imagine that from being in the military and then being so active in fitness and being a personal trainer, that you had a level of discipline that you could take into this endeavor that most people didn't have. Because I know during the pandemic, so many people had to move online very quickly. Go, okay, what is this? How do I use Zoom? What is this world? What does this mean? Why do I have to have a website and optimize and all these other things? Yeah. And, but they also wanted to take a break and just relax, right? So you clearly had personal motivators, but also your professional background.
Yeah. Like, I've never taken a break in my entire life. There's no break. And I'm pretty intense, as you can probably see right now. It's like full on, five an hour. And that's me. And I'm not apologizing for that. That's just how I live my life. So when everyone else took a break, I sped up.
Yeah.
You know, I've done what most can only dream in sales in less than 2.5 years. Yeah. So it's a case of, again, it's right time, right place, right environment. I always explain to people, like, I was getting punched in the face in fitness and businesses for 7-8 years. And then I just transferred that energy into a new vehicle. So for 7 years, I was trying to learn how to drive by pushing a go-kart. Next minute, someone is an actual red Ferrari, i.e. sales, and off I went. That's just how it went for me, you know? So it was the same actually here in the UK. Like, as you politely put it, people wanted a break. People were at the back, they were having a good time. They got the coronas flowing and the pool was full, and you know, it was a scorcher here in London. It was over 30 degrees every day for the whole summer. I was working and I was after it and I was hunting. So yeah, a lot of people got busted in COVID and a lot of people better off. So that's just life. You know, that's the analogies for life. It's like, what will you do with what you get?
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. Well, and your story, you went from, you say, nothing to a millionaire, just like that. So what were the techniques that you found were most successful for you in learning how to make sure, how to train people and how to go through the sales cycle?
Yeah. So a big thing about sales is the number one thing you have to overcome is yourself. And the number one thing you have to overcome is the fear of rejection and the fear of people saying no and the fear of, you know, your feelings getting hurt. Very fortunate, very thick Irish skin, you know, can take a punch now and again. So when I walked into sales, I just saw everyone was avoiding it. Everyone was like running away from pain. And I just moved through it. So I learned very, very quickly, and like rejection is part of life. Whereas people walk into sales thinking that they're going to, you know, pre-handle this and tonality this and building rapport over here, and it's just going to save the game. It doesn't amplify things. And if you're not good at what it is at the end of the game, then you're just going to get beat. That's how it works. Ooh. So that whole kind of concept of zero to nothing is like all relative. It's all, you know, play on words. But there's a lot of work. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of determinations and commitments that need to go into it every single day. I went from being one man band to over 10 people that I have to support every day, less than a year. So it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, a lot of full on. But why not? If not me, then who?
Yeah. Yeah. But, and do you mostly work with people who were in your space before? People who are coaches, people who are trainers, or do you work across the sales spectrum?
I try and stay in my own little bubble. There's nothing worse to me than people pretending. So like when I see sales trainers going out and trying to show people how to sell solar, don't get me wrong, I can sell anything. I can sell Guinness to the Arabs and sand to the Arabs. I don't mind. But one thing that's very important for me is congruency. And that's really, really the kind of cornerstone to our business. So a lot of our business is individual sales reps, coaching consultants, agencies, entrepreneurs, online businesses, anyone that can sell info products online. That's where our niche is.
Yeah, fantastic. So when you realized that you had this amazing skill, I love that. Yeah, Zoom is giving us little hand signals. And you started building up your team. What was that experience like? Because, yes, you had experience in military, but that didn't mean that you knew how to manage and lead a team in the business world.
No, it didn't. I'm very fortunate, Anika, that I played high-level sports as well. I played high-level sports. So everything in my life has kind of helped me get to where we are today, wherever that even may be. And like, that's an inch compared to most people's minds. And that's really important. And I want people to know that, like, what we've done is a drop in the ocean of where I want to go. So that's important. So like, I'll just tell you a bit of a backstory. So I grew up in Ireland and we had a pub. So from the age of zero to now, I've been in conversations and building relationships and making something out of nothing in terms of like small talk into actually deep talk. So we've learned that skill at a very young age, me and my brothers. And then I played high level sports. Then I went to military. Then I came to London and built a business. Then I got crushed with COVID and we worked in the sales. So everything has just been a bit of an evolution on general skills of people. Now, when I walked in and started building the business, I've learned a lot down through the years. And a big thing for me was not everyone has the same kind of attention to detail, fortitude, mental toughness, like resilience and, you know, that do or die attitude. And that's okay. You know, you still need people. A great fellow once told me that I was getting really frustrated with the sales team that I was running. And he stopped me dead in my tracks and said, I get that you're frustrated. I get that you're angry. I get that you're disappointed in people, but understand every business needs a janitor too. Because I was always confused. I was like, why aren't they as hungry as I? Why won't they do what I do? Why won't they get asked? Why won't they produce? What's going on here? What, like, I just didn't see it in them. And it's like, oh, hold on. Someone has to pick up the trench too. You know, not all this glory. So that was really, really important to me. And that helped me massively when it came to building the business, you know, and just having that empathy, but also people have different motivators. And you can, you know, some people need a kick in the ass. Some people need a knock on the shoulder. Some people need to be called out in public. Some people need to be called out in private. Some people need to be encouraged in public and pumped up. And some people need to be just shouted at. Do you know what I mean? So it's it's managing people, you know, and that's what business is, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, I think everything in life, it's hard to give up that control sometimes when you hire people, but you have to realize it's okay if they do it way differently than I do.
Yeah.
As long as it gets done and it gets done well, right?
Yeah, for sure. I've learned, like, for the first, I don't know, want to say 18 months of business, I just did most of it on my own. Well, I was like, if you don't operate at the level that I'm operating, I'm just going to do my job, your job, then go ask the shop. And that's great. Okay. That's one. But as you can imagine, that face that you just pulled, it's like, oh, and go
on. It's not sustainable, especially if you have a family.
Don't work. You're absolutely right. So over the last 2 months, 3 months, I'm like, I know what needs to happen, but it's kind of like, I want you to fail for yourself. Well, so you can learn. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when your parents tell you, you know, don't run down the stairs because you're going to fall. What do? Is you keep running, 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 and you fall down the stairs and your parents look at you and say, well, look, I did tell you not to do it. Now you're going to learn. So that's how I grow. You know, we learn by failure. So it's transferable skills everywhere you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you come up with the name The Objection Box?
Yeah, great question. So I have always been known for my objection handling and just being able to lead people and being able to move people out of their own way, and whether that's their fears, hesitations, limitations, whatever it may be. And I got very, very good at it very, very quickly. So people asked me to coach them on it. And I was coaching a massive, massive sales organization back in the day and just showed them focused on their objections. So when I started my own thing, I said to myself, like, where's everybody dropping the ball? Where does nobody want to coach them? And they said, well, the hardest thing first, which is sales, objections. So I was like, has to be objections. And then I said to myself, why don't I just give everything they actually need? Why don't I just put it in a box? So like a toolbox. So I just said, all of the stuff that you need to make the money that you want to make is in a box. And we just want to call it The Objection Box. It wasn't anything too extravagant on top of that. It's very little branding and ideology based on it. And I'm just a rough and ready Irishman just taking on the world, as they say.
Yeah, but the name itself tells your ideal consumer, your ideal customer, exactly what they're going to get by working with you, right? They're going to learn how to overcome all these objections, because that is something that most people have a hard time doing.
Yeah, it's like I've learned a lot, unfortunately, very fortunately, I should say. Like, I've learned from lots of great mentors and people and stuff like that. And as you well know, it's like your brand is your name. So you are your brand. I am objections. So if I just said, everything had to be around the word. Because if the word is famous, then the next logical step is, the objection, but you know?
Yeah. Amazing. So what are some ways, because you said you work with people all over. It's late there. Yeah. I'm not your last meeting of the day. You work with people in the U.S. How did they find you? Like, how did you build up that part of your business to get to millions of dollars?
Social media, big time. Social media. We've done just shy on $4 million in 20 months. And we've spent less than $50,000 on ads. So we've not used any ads. It's all been referrals, upsells, cross-sells, word of mouth, and actually a tremendous brand. And, you know, a tremendous amount of results. And that's not me just ramming it down people's throat. That's just facts. Just go and check. It's just there. It's black and white. And that's the beauty of it. You can't fake it. You can't fake the results. So that's the beauty of us. And a lot of it has just been social media, pumping testimonials, case studies, coaching training, you know, going through live calls, going through training sessions, putting people in my community on Facebook, which is The Objection Box community. Again, everything is The Objection Box. Everything is The Objection Box. Everything is objection in, because it is what it is. That's what we do. It's what we're all about. So large amount of it is being social media. Yeah, social media. And just, as you well know, it goes everywhere if you do it right.
Yeah. Well, and I want to ask you about that, because I did see you have a Facebook group and you just mentioned it.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody is trying to figure out what to do next, because in the US, for instance, with TikTok, is it going to go away? Is it going to get banned? Is it not? Algorithms changing. when I go on Facebook, it just is trying to give me a lot of groups that I should follow or be part of and ads, but I'm not really seeing the content that I subscribe to as much. Yep. So how did you grow your group and how do you keep it relevant in a time when everybody's inundated with so many messages?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's like inundated. We're advertised, we're marketed to every step of the way of our whole day. The minute we wake up, we're getting advertised. The minute we go to sleep, we're getting advertised. So how do you stand out in a crowd that's full of nights? And I always bring it back to what the people want. They want a result. They want to know that if I give you X, you're going to give me Y. And that's been the cornerstone of my marketing, advertising, message, brand every single day. And a big thing for me is I walk the walk and I talk the talk. Yeah. When I say it, I do it. So when people come to me or when they see us and they know what it's about, they know that they're going to get a result. It's the hardest thing in business. Can you produce? And can you do it consistently? If you can, you'll always stand out. You'll always stand out. You go into any high-level brand and they're all lined up. You know exactly what the brand is based on an image. But that image is based on hundreds of hours and hours and hours of quality. And that's what it is. You know, it's everything that I always tell people, like, if you really want to build a business, which I wouldn't advise, it's the most important thing you need to focus on when building a business isn't, like, of course, it's sales, marketing, but the most important thing that anyone needs to focus on at the very, very start, continually focus on, is results.
Yeah.
If you sell, like, point and prove, we've only spent less than 50 grand on ads in 20 months. Like, we haven't really turned on ads until maybe a month and a half ago.
Wow.
And I distinctively did that because I wanted to focus on the business and wanted to focus on results and wanted to focus on case studies, referrals, upsells. I wanted to build a business based on a good, solid foundation. Because any old fool can turn on ads and blow up an account. Any old fool can do that. But can you do it sustainable without,
right,
you know, wrecking your name?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. And you've mentioned a couple of things. One is that the consistency, obviously there, the discipline. I know I am like a lot of entrepreneurs where we have a lot of different ideas and maybe chase a few of them at a time.
Yeah.
But when I do narrow my focus, a lot more results happen a lot quicker. So that's obviously something that you've been able to do really easily. Like, just the have the focus.
Yeah, but not through failing. Yeah, not through failing. Like, we went absolutely bonkers. I mean bonkers. Like, we had the first month we brought in 60 students. You know what I mean? With like two posts. It was absolutely crazy. We got it to a stage where there was 135 people in the business, in the group. I didn't even know half the names. I'll be very transparent and honest, but I didn't even know half the names. And I said, no more. Pull back. Because most people would just say, we're making a ton of money. We're making a ton of money. Right. We're making a ton of money. And it's like, money. I'm like, no, because I know what's going to happen here. I've seen it too many times in too many businesses. I know what's going to happen is you're going to tip it. Mm-hmm. We pulled back, and made it very sustainable for a large amount of clients because I wanted coaches to get in and I wanted them to be able to develop and find their own voice and coach them and develop them. So we pulled back and, you know, we went into different avenues and we were coaching sales teams and we were, you know, helping other businesses with great salespeople and stuff like that. A lot of stuff, as you can imagine, when we're great entrepreneurs and we were busy, we're innovators. Mm-hmm. It's like, What's next? And what tends to happen is you forget about the baby in the room.
Right. Exactly.
So don't get me wrong. Like, we looked at lots of different stuff. And every time that you look at lots of different stuff, it drifts you away. Because I only have a certain amount of time every day. And if I don't have a great team back then, and I didn't have trust, then there's only so much. So we did that for a period of time. And we drifted away. And then it's like, no, we're back. And this is where we're at. So that's discipline as well. That's tunnel vision, you know, because we get hit out, I want to say, at least 15 times a week for our salespeople.
Hello.
We could make a really solid business just from actually placing salespeople. But it's not something that we are fully in on at the moment.
Yeah.
My main goal is to, you give me X, I'm giving you Y, and you're better off. Your life's better off. Your health, your wealth, your happiness, your family, everyone is put on because of us, you know, and that's my goal.
Nice. Is there one or two case studies or testimonials you'd like to share with us?
Jesus, how long have we got? We've got loads. and that's not my big Irish head, but it is very, very big and it is red and all those great things. I just actually spoke to a guy today, one of our students who came in 2 months ago. We doubled his commissions, but we also coached him how to dig out equity in the business and actually build the real income through the business. You know,
nice.
And that takes confidence and certainty and conviction and a skill set. So he was making 10 grand, now he's up to 20 grand. And that's the base now where he's going to be, because he's getting residual. He's now business with his owner. So lots of that kind of stuff. You know, we've coached Tony Robinson's top salesman.
Wow.
So we took the last salesperson on the team. He was 7. Daniel Visconti is his name. He operates the business. Tony and Dean Grazioli have a business together. And he was the last salesperson on that team. And within 2 months, I brought to number one. He was 7 when he joined, and he's number 1 now in the company. And to the point where they ran an event at the weekend. There was only 1 salesperson allowed to sell at the event, and it was Danny. I did that interview last week as well. So lots of great stuff like that. I want to actually highlight this if I can, Anika. That gentleman, Daniel, I call him Danny Boy, because I'm Irish, and that's what we're allowed. That's what we're allowed to do. Even, like, you know who Tony Robbins is, and I'm not going to be ignorant about that, right? Tony Robbins, to you and to me, is like the top of the food chain.
Right.
Was built his brand, his network, his name for over 20 years of his life. You know, a billionaire. Someone who has like changed hundreds of thousands of lives. So if you can imagine Tony Robbins at the top of the food chain, every single person that's in self-development, online businesses, coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs, info products, whatever you want to say, every single person that we know knows who Tony Robbins is. And I want this to be really hit home. That man, Tony Robbins, his company, his salespeople still get objections. Still, that man has built his name with over 20 years and still gets objections. He's worth over $1 billion and he still gets objections. So that's how important it is for any business to learn how to handle objections. Learn how to handle it. You can go from last to first in 2 months. I've done it multiple times.
Wow. Is it expensive to work with you one-on-one? I imagine you have a lot of tools that you give away, right, to add value, to get people to trust you, to understand that your process works.
Yeah. Everything's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only expense you have is lack of skill set you have. Because the skill sets are what's going to give you the life that you demand and what you want out of things. So it's only an expense if you don't do the work.
Yeah.
If you actually do the work, it's an investment. So that's how I look at investments and money and all that kind of stuff. Everything's an expense if you don't actually use it. So that telly behind me is an expense because I barely fucking turn it on. So it's like, it's all based on what you want. It's all based on what we've multiple facets of how we operate our business. We have a family group. We have our elite group. We don't do a whole lot of one-to-one anymore because it's just not beneficial for my time. 2 avenues. Our family group was for beginners who want to get to 10 grand a month. And then lead is for people that want to fucking blow the waters up. You know, they want to get the 30 and 60 and whatever else. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And you mentioned that you're in a place where you are only an inch of what you want to achieve. And even with all of your success, here we are. It's 9, almost 10 p.m. where you are. I'm not your last call of the day. You're still grinding. You're still working really hard.
Yeah.
So what is enough? What does success look like for you? Where do you want to go next?
It's good. It's a great question. I only sat with my marketing team last night and spoke about this because you're trying to paint a vision and you're trying to create 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years down the road. And you're trying to create the action steps to get there. And like before you and I spoke, I was on the dialer. I'm calling leads. You know, the whole team does it, you know? I'm like the guy that's cleaning the toilets of his own company because like that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of business owners are afraid to do it. They're afraid to, you know, what got them to where they are? They stop doing it and they start hiring people to do it. And then the business starts to decline.
Right.
You know, so the goal for me is, and I'll tell you this, I spoke with my marketing team last night on this topic. My goal is I've got 2 lovely little girls. I've got a 6-year-old. Oh, no, sorry. I've got a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. Currently, right now. She was 6 when India was born. In time, I want to fill out a stadium with people who distinctively come to the stadium for me to coach them.
Wow.
And I want to walk on that stage with my 2 little girls. And I want my 2 little girls to look around the room and see thousands of faces.
Wow.
And that their daddy put these people in this room. And their daddy is helping their family create financial freedom because of the skill sets that I possess and the skill sets that I want to give.
That's beautiful.
Lamborghinis. It's not private jets. Beautiful penthouse here. It's lovely. It's all great. Cars and watches and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff, I'll give up in the morning for that one moment. And that's what drives me every day. And that's the pride. So as I said to you, 6 a.m. I woke up. I'm on the phone to marketing. It's, you know, 10 o'clock at night. We're still going. And I've done that for years, 31 years of age. I got another 30 years of it. If I'm lucky. Yeah. So where I'm at. Yeah. So that's my big driver. That's the big driver. I visualize that every day. I'm looking at it on the wall every day. That's what manifesting. That's me ticking
nice.
All the time. Yeah. In the back. That's what it is. So how old the girls will be, I'm not too sure yet, but just know that I'm on stage right. with you. Yeah. So that's what's ticking, you know, and that's a big driver for me. I want my girls to be proud. I want them to know that their dad actually did something, you know, and helped and gave back. It's a big thing for me.
Yeah. Fantastic. What are some ways that you're giving back right now? Is it you're doing the online? Obviously, you have this Facebook group. People can join for free. They can get resources from you if they're not quite ready to make the jump into one of your programs.
Yeah, look, for me, it's I always want to earn people's trust. I'm not about, you see me today, you pay me today. I'm not about that. We've done what we've done up to this point. And again, it's a drop in the ocean, literally a drop in the ocean of what's going on and where we want to go. But a big part of that has been giving. Gary Vaynerchuk calls it jab, 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 left hook or something like that. Now the game is jab, 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 jab. That's what it is. And I'm okay with that. And I want to give as much value as I possibly can. So we've got a YouTube channel that we're kind of building out. And again, it's like getting distracted from everything and anything. We've got the free Facebook group. We've got all the trainings in Instagram. The team has just built out an entire kind of challenge through school. If you guys message me, I'll give you like 10, 15 hours of this pure, another volume of data and coaching and training completely free. As I say, I want to earn people's trust. I want to earn their lives. I want to give them before they ever ask. I want to make sure that people make money, and just all that I ever ask is you just say thanks and you make a post. That's it. All I ever ask. So if you go in my Facebook group, Anika, all you'll see all day is testimonials, testimonials, testimonials. And I can't say that if it's not true. And I say that with utter pure conviction. Because that's all it is all day. It's just testimonials, testimonials, and case studies all day. And that makes me really, I was about to curse there, but I'm not going to. Being prepped. So we've just built that out as well. So that's going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 hours of just pure volume of excellent sales training to give you guys. And it's completely free. All I ever ask is you just say thanks. You actually learn it, you use it, you make money, and you say thanks. That's it. That's all about. I know that reciprocity will come back tenfold anyway. That's the selfish part. But the not selfish part is I want to give before I ever ask.
And so that is the word challenge. And if they go to your Bill Walsh official Instagram page, and I'll put your Facebook in as well. Okay.
Please do. Cool. Yeah. Message me the word challenge. We'll get you the link. You join for free. Now, the guys, if you join, my team will make sure you do the work. That's a big thing for me. I'm not giving away free games for you not to do it. And a tremendous amount of people, and I'm sure.
Yeah.
Face it yourself, Anika, you know, everybody is sticking their hands up. And then when it comes to actually doing the work, it's, the hand is down. Interested. I'd rather have four people go through it and four people change their life than 400 people take a link. Mm-hmm. So if you're really about it and you truly want to learn and you truly, you know, are sick and tired of being sick and tired of losing sales, sick and tired of getting objections, sick and tired of actually not making the money for your family, message me the word challenge on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, wherever, however, we will get you that free training. No problem whatsoever.
Awesome. You've given us a lot of gems, but do you have a favorite quote, mantra, family motto, some other words that drive you every day?
That's so many. I said this to my elite group yesterday, and it's kind of just stuck in my head. And you may see around this room, I got lots of paintings and stuff. I need to go on the wall and stuff like that, but I may actually get this commissioned. There's three things that I've done in my life. I've outlearned, I've outworked, and a bell bastard.
Oh, no.
If you do those three things on a consistent basis, that is the cheat code to winning long term. If you out-learn, you out-work, and you out-last everybody else, you win. That's how it works. I got loads, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm Irish, so we can drink, we can have the crack, and we are philosophers, as they say. Cillian Murphy just won the Grammys, you know, and we've Conor over there in the UFC. So we've got lots of great Irish people, and we're storytellers, as we're widely, you know, we've got lots. Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you spending time with me today, getting away from your sales calls for a few minutes to share your knowledge with my audience. And we'll definitely drop your links in the show notes so that everybody can understand how to take your challenge and also how to join your Facebook group and see if they can gain some insights, which I'm sure they will. I'll be joining as well. And I'll probably be a lurker for a little bit and then start working it.
Sure. We're okay with people fogging up the windows, as we call it, inside. You know, that's the truth. Like, you know, everyone goes at their own pace, and who am I to tell you to go faster if it's not in you? You know, that's reality. Yeah. That's fine. You know, when the time is right, people know where we're at. That's how it
exactly
works.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much, Bill Walsh, The Objection Box. For anybody who wants to Google and learn more, I'll also have everything in the show notes. And thank you again for coming and sharing your success and your journey. Congratulations. And I'll look forward to seeing what you're doing in a year from now and see if we need to bring you back on to talk about your success between now and then. Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika. As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with a design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplify.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.